Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Sorry. See, this is why you don't do outlines, because then I have to follow something. But our heart is a home for God's presence. Spirit, that's going to be very important when we go into some definitions. So, Psalms 103:1 in the Passion says, "With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God." That scripture literally defines heart posture. And so, when you go into worship, that is such a beautiful starting place, because then God can only do bigger and more and much, and you feel so refreshed, so like, this is the best thing, why don't I do this all the time? That's a good question. So, stewarding. The definition of stewarding is to supervise arrangements or keep order, manage or look after. The Greek word for steward is oikonomos, which means caretaker or manager of a household. So we just said that our heart is a home for God's presence. And so now when we're stewarding his presence, we're responsible not to control. So this is where it gets kind of tricky. Not to control his presence, but we are responsible to manage and allow. When you caretake of someone's house, you clean it, or your own house, caretake your own house, or caretake other people's house, but you clean it, you take out the trash, you do things, and a lot of times we don't do that with our own heart, and it's very important that we are taking care of our heart posture, and that we say, okay, I'm choosing to clean the cobwebs out, I'm choosing to actually look at my heart and see if there's any yucky things that have been neglected, that haven't been sorted through. There's a big stack of files that I'm just like, those will wait till next year. And it's so important that, because I was, when he showed me this Greek word, I was like, well, I don't want people to think that I'm telling them to control, that they control the presence of God. That's not at all what it means. It really actually means you're managing your heart, and God gets to come in and reside in there and do what he wants to do. Does that make sense? So then presence is the state or fact of existing, occurring, or being present in a place or thing. So now we understand what stewarding presence actually means. And I really wanted to bring you spoons, because when I think of stewarding presence, I think it means like, mix the pot, let's stir things up. And then I thought, they probably think I was really weird because I gave them spoons. So you didn't get any spoons, but it's a good mental picture for your mind. So in the time of Jesus, a steward was a household manager who was responsible for the owner's property, but was not the owner of the assets. We are not the owner of God's presence. He is the owner. We are the managers. Isn't that good? Takes all the pressure off of us. So when we worship either by ourselves or corporately, we have the opportunity to manage what's in our heart. So when you're in worship, it's very important that we always submit to whoever the pastor of the house is. Whether you're a worship leader, whether you're a tender, whether you get a word from God, it's always important to submit to the leadership of the house. So what it looks like for me when I'm stewarding presence in a corporate setting and I'm not on worship team and it's not a sanctioned love event, so I'll use the example when we're at our church, Refuge City. I go up front and I open my little heart door.
Yeah.
And I that's fun. And I ask Jesus, please come do something today. Not because sometimes I need things and sometimes I don't need things. Sometimes I just want some residing action to happen. Sometimes I just want to let his oil and his love and his presence just fall on me. And out of that, I give all of this thanks and then he loves on me and then I give more thanks. And when we open the doors of our heart, when we are stewarding his presence, it can go way past beyond your initial point of ask. Does that make sense? So, does that make sense? Okay. So, we get to carry God's presence. So when I go to Refuge City, just because I'm a worship leader, just because I can operate in the prophetic, does not mean that I'm all this big thing with a bag of chips and slice of bread and all the things, that I just now get to, well, I'm in charge because I'm stewarding God's presence and I hear all these things. It is your supply in a corporate setting. So what my supply is different than your supply, Melanie, and your supply, and yours, Ashley, your supply. It's way different. But when we come together and we all have opened our hearts to receive what God wants to do in that same service, it's amazing. Have you ever been to a service where you feel like everyone showed up to get something and to pour out to Jesus? And then have you been in a service where it's like, did everyone have coffee today? I think we're all dressed, but I don't know that the brains are here. So, Psalms 46:10, this is the Amplified. Be still and know that I am God. Exodus 33:14 in the New King James, it says, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. James 4:8 in the Amplified says, come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. Now, this may sound very rude and harsh, but I think this is a part of opening your heart. This is a part of like, wow, I did sin today. Wow, I need to get this stuff together. We come into worship and we think, well, I'm not feeling anything. Well, your door's not open. It's been locked for about 15 years. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we've got to get to a point where we can be vulnerable with Jesus. If you can't be vulnerable with Jesus, come see Rafa Restoration Place and we have soul care healing services to offer you.
Come on.
I'm being serious. We, even the team, we have soul care ministry. We receive ourselves because there's stuff that we go through. I'm not up here because I got it all together. My mom's not the president of St. Shalom because she has it all together. We have our own spiritual attacks, our own poop that we walk in, and our own poop that we make. So, yes, you do that, okay? You do. Okay, Psalms 27:4. It's going to be the only thing. When we talk about doo-doo and cleaning. Psalms 27:4, NLT. The one thing I ask the Lord, the one thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's imperfections and meditating in whose temple? His temple. Psalms 100, verse 4, in the Passion. I'm sorry, perfections. The Lord is not imperfect, he's very perfect. See, there's my doo-doo, just happened, right in front of all of you. Okay. Psalms 100, verse 4. Everyone say you. Can pass through his open gates with the what?
Password
of?
Praise.
Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. It doesn't say anything about first you need to do this, first you need to do that, first. You got to get your life together. It says the password is praise, which a lot of times praise means getting up and over your circumstance. So praise means I'm doing this because he's worthy and I am doodling today and I need what he has. I don't want what I have. And so I'm going to get up and over so I can receive what he has. So I'm going to open my door and I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm breathing today. Thank you, Jesus, that you're good and faithful. I thank you, Jesus, that you are healing my body. I thank you that you're healing my sinuses right now in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're healing finances. Come on. Get up and over. Get your praise up and out. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, continuing the verse. Come bring your thank offering to him. And what? Affectionately bless his beautiful name. So going into his presence. I'm not at all trying to teach you formulas. But I think points are helpful. So everyone says, Megan is not teaching us a formula. She just thinks this is helpful. Casey. Okay, so number one, it's not about me, it's about him. Even when you submit your prayerful request to him, it's still about him. If we could get let's see if I can explain this. He showed me this picture. Get the I out and get the me, we in there. Me, if you flip it upside down, it turns into we. So, let me explain just like what are you talking about? So, this is I in case you need to know sign language. When we ask, okay, this is about me, this is about I need this, I want this. But when we turn it into, Jesus, this is you and me together, it's a you and me which turns into a we. This is W in sign language. I don't know why, this is just like happening. So, don't quiz me because I won't know the rest of the letters, but I know this one and this one. So it's so important that when we're stewarding presence, it's not about me. So when I'm leading worship, it's not even about me. Monday I got a cold and I was like, Jesus' name, this is not happening. This is not happening the week of the conference. I'm being healed in Jesus' name, this is happening. You're healing me because you already did, so I'm receiving it. And here I am, so like this, but guess what? It's not about me. It's about him. And the sooner you catch on to that it's not about you and it's about him, the easier it's going to be for you to receive what he has for you in his presence. So, number two, submission. Yielding to what he wants to do and what he wants to tend to and speak to. There has been many times where I've came into God's presence asking for one thing, and then he's actually talking about a different thing. And I'm like, great, but are we going to talk about that? And eventually we do talk about that. But if he has rerouted your course when you're in worship, you should really pay attention to it. And there have been times where he has done some foreshadowing, but because I was so consumed with this, I missed the foreshadowing, and then I felt surprised. Do we remember what foreshadowing is? Literature? Okay, wait. I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but it's where he shows you something. You get like a sneak peek of something that happens later. Literature was not my favorite class, but I know foreshadowing, okay? So it's so important that if you're like, I'm going to pray about my finances today, and he's like, actually, I want to talk about Joe, who you're mad at. I don't want to talk about Joe. I actually really don't want to talk about Joe. I really would like to just believe for my finances and to, you know, do this. And sometimes he can't deal with this until he deals with this. So, submission is very important. Number three, Thanksgiving. Present, future, and past. We have got to get better at thanking him for our past instead of being sad about it. And I don't, it sounds very insensitive, but there are very painful things that I have walked through, but I am grateful that I walked through them because of how I learned and how I am the person I am today because I went through those things. Did it hurt? Yes. Did it ruin some relationships? Yes. Was it scarring? Yes. Did I get a physical scar on my body? Yes. To remind me? Wonderful. But I'm so thankful that I learned how to listen, how to actually, I walked through one of the hardest seasons in my life, 2020, and I am so grateful for it now. In the moment, I would call my mom. We were in LA and Orange County. We were in Orange County, and they don't like it. If you live in Orange County and you say LA, no, you don't do that. So we were in Orange County, my mom was here, and I would call him, like, I just want to learn what he wants to teach me so I can be done with the season. Like, I'm tired of, like, doing things, and I want to get up and over and into the promised land, and, like, this was 10 years ago. But that's not the point. You will miss, and you will delay if you do not learn what you need to learn in that season. And in that moment where he nudges you, and it's like, I want to talk about this. So, be thankful for your past. Yeah. Be thankful for your future, and be thankful for your present. Number four, intentionality or purposing. These are pretty self-explanatory. Be intentional when you're pursuing the presence of God. Absolutely. Number five, partner. Partner with him and do not just coexist. Partnering means that what you're doing, I want to do. Coexisting means Jesus can do it and I'm just going to be here. And I'm going to call that lazy. Because when we get into worship, if you, like, let's think about this. Let's think about some of the people in the Bible. The lady who reached out to touch the hem, she was intentional. And she partnered with her faith to believe for the healing. If she did not do that, what would have happened? She wouldn't have been healed. Bible stories, I mean, I'm speaking to the choir. Bible stories are not just for the little children in elementary school. They should be encouraging us. We should be reaching for the hem all the time. We should be Noah's Ark all the time. I mean, we should be Noah building the ark, not the actual ark, but you know what I'm saying. Coexistent refers to the ability of things that exist together, while partnering is a person or a business that works together. Work together with the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you might think, I don't know how to do that. Well, then you go back to step one. And you say, it's not about me, it's about him. And then you go, okay, sorry, not step, point. Then you go to submission. I'm submitted to what you're doing. A lot of times, I bet you will be surprised when you get to a full submission and a full surrender, how much you'll be like, whoa, what just happened? And submission can feel like pressure. Submission can feel uncomfortable. Submission can feel emotional. Submission can feel scary, especially when we have had relationships that have taught us negative examples of submission. But Jesus is so gentle and loving. And if we could get to a place where we would feel safe to submit and open our heart to him, that he'd be so, I promise, he'll be so faithful to meet you. Like today when we were singing, Show Me Your Face, I want to see his face. I don't just want to close my eyes and picture all the pictures that I've seen everywhere else. I want to see his face. And so I'm purposing, when I sing that song, Jesus, I want to see your face. Is there something in me that's hindering me to not be able to see it? 6, intimacy. It's a deeper knowing, it's a deeper understanding, it's a revealing, and it's vulnerability. Bless you. So I'm just going to, we're going to read a couple of these scriptures and then we're going to do some activation of practicing stewarding his presence. So Psalms 84, 1 through 4. Oh, how lovely are your dwelling places. Oh, Lord of hosts, my soul, my life, my inner self longs for and greatly desires the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird has found a house and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed and greatly favored are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praise all the day long. Jeremiah 29:13. If you look for me wholeheartedly, what? What was the first part of that? If you look for me
wholeheartedly,
then what? So let's go find Jesus, shall we? So I put some lines, and I want you to, I'm just gonna sing and play. I don't know what's gonna happen. I know that we only have 10 minutes, but we're just going to prepare our hearts that Jesus would come. And you can write down an expectation that you want him to talk to you about.
Hey.
That was a bit loud. And I want you to not worry about who's around you. And I want you to just close your eyes. Say, Jesus, I want what you have for me. So would you come and reveal anything within me that would keep me hindered or held back for the more that you have?
Come reveal.
So awesome.
There's no room for anything else for me.
That's so amazing. I love that. Such a good visual. Josh?
So, not like Jesus coming back for his bride, but I saw like church wedding bells, like in a church steeple, ringing. And it's like when you announce, like when a wedding has happened, and it's like the, and it's when a groom and his bride are like leading the church. It's like the announcement of a new season.
That's awesome.
A new wedding season, I guess.
That's awesome. One more. Mel.
I feel like the Holy Spirit was saying just to be intentional to receive seeds of faith and let them plant in my heart, because faith is the assurance of things hoped for. And that what we sow today, we might need that fruit in the future, especially
That's good.
In this day and this hour.
Good. That's good.
So good.
For listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.